Model Test 3, Writing Section.
First, read the passage on page 314 and take notes. Now listen to a lecture on the same topic as the passage that you have just read.
There was only a small reference in your textbook to the Sydney Opera House, so let me make a few more remarks about it. Personally, I think it's the masterwork of architecture in the modern period for any number of reasons, but primarily because it's totally unique. I mean, it doesn't really fit into any category. Sure, it's modern, but it isn't really part of that whole international school that was so popular at the time. Although he did take advantage of advances in structural engineering and the newer materials that had replaced masonry in the international-style buildings, and yes, even the clean geometric lines that were stripped of the ornamentation of an earlier period, but the opera house isn't strictly international because it's so imaginative and the shape completely breaks out of the skyscraper mould associated with the international style. So is it an example of organic architecture then? Again, I would say not. True, it has elements of the organic school, which makes sense because Utzon worked under the supervision of Frank Lloyd Wright for a time, and there's no doubt that the design fits into the surrounding environment. It's a ship in the harbour. But then the function that Wright insisted upon didn't dictate the form as much as the aesthetic shape. The purpose of the sails is to please the eye, not to contribute to the function of the spaces inside them. There's the high-tech aspect of the project that pointed the way for architects and engineers to collaborate in the creation of fantastic structures. So in that sense, it's a creature of the computer age and might be considered part of the high-tech revolution among architects. But no, it's a blend of art and architecture, engineering and technology. It's one of the most widely recognised buildings in the world and is still considered one of the most extraordinary and beautiful structures built in the 20th century. I simply cannot categorise it as representative of any one school of architecture. To me, the Sydney Opera House is one of a kind.